I know everyone is very much awaiting the final sign-off of the program for government document and to see what it contains. But I do know I was very much involved across the agricultural negotiations in the past week and the week before. And certainly in relation to that, I'm certainly pleased at the outcome. I think farmers will be pleased with the program for government for agriculture. I know there have been significant concerns just expressed over the last number of weeks as to what the future for agriculture in rural Ireland would hold. But I certainly know from the agricultural document that is going to be published that it is one which will protect farmers, ensure that farm incomes are enhanced over the years ahead. It is some headline issues which I think would be very welcome, such as a flagship rural environmental scheme, which will be along in scale, similar to what the previous REP schemes would have been. Also, we'll see the introduction of a new national food ombudsman to bring a transparency into the food supply chain and oversight. And also it will see additional farmer representation in relation to the agricultural appeal system. And also we will see incentives and policy and investing in micro-renewables on farms as well, so that farmers can contribute to energy production. So I think overall it will be one that I certainly hope farming organisations when they see the full detail of it and farmers will be pleased with and be and see that it sets a good pathway for agriculture and one that very much puts protecting and enhancing farm incomes and the production of quality food, while of course ensuring that we also, as we've said, as part in relation to climate change objectives at its heart, and I think certainly it'll be one which will be good for agriculture in the years ahead.
And in terms of the negotiations, are you confident that today will be the final day that we will see an outcome later?
It certainly appears that it's coming to the very end, and the leaders are meeting again this morning to sign off remaining outstanding issues across in other departments. Agriculture is now signed off across all the parties, so that's the only part of the document that I'm aware of. But I certainly am pleased with the outcome of that, and I know like party members across the country are now waiting to see what the final document is so that they can give it their consideration over the time ahead. And I know that it is a big decision for everyone, and that will very much be informed by members in relation to what's in the group for government. But certainly from an agriculture point of view, which, you know, there have been much concern about, expressed about in recent weeks and months in relation to agriculture in rural Ireland, I'm very pleased that it is one which people will be happy with and which farmers will see as setting a good pathway and a good platform for agriculture and for agricultural incomes over the next period of time. And certainly we will see how the rest of the document evolves now over the course of the rest of the day across other departmental sectors.